In Northwest News from KNKX, if you're a Seattle sports fan, this week was epic. You celebrated a second Major League Soccer championship for the Sounders and a big overtime win for the Seahawks in Monday Night Football. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel breaks it down. Art, all in all, an amazing 48 hours in Seattle sports.
Really was astounding. I have to say, I don't think there's been a weekend quite like that. I mean, in years past, there have been great football weekends with the Huskies winning and the Seahawks winning. And, you know, the Cougars will throw in a win every once in a while. But this was a championship that was won Sunday by the Sounders, 3-1 over Toronto at the Clink. And it was such a big deal because not only was it their second championship in 4 years, but it was here. And that doesn't happen. You know, in football, they determine the Super Bowl site years in advance. So far in 53 years, they've never had the game on the field of one of the participants. Obviously, in basketball and baseball, these are series.
Right.
And sometimes they wind up winning on the road, such as the Sonics. They won their title in 1979 in Landover, Maryland, over the Washington Bullets. So not to say there's anything wrong or bad about that, but there's something special, intimate, and I think really sports fans love to be part of history because you'll remember that moment, where you were, what you said, who you were with.
Right.
You know, there's just something about the stimulation and the energy of a championship won on the home field. And so that was very cool. And then, of course, 48 hours later, they had the parade downtown Seattle.
And, of course, part of that Sounders parade, Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, just hours after the Seahawks overtime win on Monday Night Football against the previously undefeated San Francisco 49ers.
That was another amazing part. He's the part owner of the Sounders, yeah. And he also owns the 49ers, as far as I'm concerned. It was really a tremendous evening Monday night in Santa Clara, where the undefeated 49ers were bristling for the fight against the Seahawks. And, of course, it harkened back to the days of 2011 to 2013 when the rivalry was at its apex,
right,
with Jim Harbaugh coaching the 49ers. And that history preceded this game, which was anticipated throughout the season. And then being 8-0 and the Seahawks record was 7-2 entering, really ratcheted up the pressure and the drama on Monday night. And they delivered an absolutely preposterous game. It wasn't necessarily a well-played game, but the mistakes enhanced the whole drama of the thing. And it was so ferocious, so intense. And so many times the game could have been won and it was lost. I mean, the Seahawks were down 10-0 and should have been down 21-0. They were playing so poorly. And then they run off 21 points in a row, all off turnovers, and it should have been 31-10. And then it wound up being tied at 21 and at 24, and then they played a 10-minute overtime in which, I wrote this in my column, I said it was like two guys trying to take an upright piano down five flights of stairs. Mistakes and goofiness and, you know, absurdities everywhere, including Jermaine Ifedi, the 330-pound offensive tackle, running with the football, fumbling it, and giving 49ers a touchdown. But it was a very impressive win for the Seahawks because they hadn't beaten a team of San Francisco's quality. So it was really one of the great games I've ever seen. It wasn't the best played game, but it was certainly the most entertaining. And I hope the Seattle sports fans got their fill, because last weekend was about as good as it gets in pro sports.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.